Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Well, it's the Christmas special of the Absolute Peach.
Why have you gone weird, like, kind of transatlantic? Not quite Orlando Joe, but also not quite a normal human.
Well, it was going to come out as like a town crier type thing. Like,
right.
Oh, yay. It's Christmas time.
But, yeah.
You know, I'm not very good at accents, so.
Definitely try that then. Merry Christmas.
You've got to try these things, haven't you? If you don't try, you don't succeed. If you don't succeed, you never get anywhere in life.
Got any Christmas decorations or any Christmas clothes on of any kind?
Why do you need any?
Some Christmas show this is turning out to be.
Why do we need Christmas stuff? It's because it's Christmas. Don't have to conform to the, you know, the norm. Don't conform to the norm. Good little saying that.
I could tell that you were quite pleased with that. As soon as you said it, you had a little sort of a, you know, semi-brain-dead smile on your face. That you were like, actually, do you know what?
I'm gonna say, come up with something. Yeah.
I'm quite fond of that. I rhymed two words.
It's more than you did.
Christmas time. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the intro.
That's good. What intro? We don't do an intro.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Oh, yeah. Peek behind the curtain.
Did you say peek?
Peek, that's peek.
It's ping.
Joe's been trying to get down with the kids. He's got himself a fancy new haircut. He's got himself half a fancy new haircut. Thinks he's all that.
Not really.
Have you noticed that the hair above your beard is a different colour to the hair of your beard?
Yes.
The hair of your beard is brownish. Yeah. The hair above your beard is sort of mousy-ish towards grey.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the kids will be calling that peng. Well, I don't know if they'll be saying you're the pengest.
Be like, nice fade, bro.
Yeah.
Sweet fade. That's a
nice fade.
That's
unk.
A peng for a fade.
Nice fade pops, they'll be saying.
Pops, yeah.
Can you get me some sweets?
Old man.
Sweets? No.
Quarter of a million.
Can you get some booze? Can you get some booze, mate?
Quarter of chewing candies.
What? I don't know what you mean.
Because I'm old. Your child's crying in the background again.
I know. I haven't even got everything set up.
Doesn't really matter, does it? What are you doing?
He's screaming. The weather outside. When do you think we're going to get some new Christmas music? That's what I'd like to know.
We've had a few the last few
What's
years.
What's the most recent Christmas music in regular circulation?
The Darkness.
That's not recent.
It's most recent.
That's over 10 years old.
Yeah, it's more recent than like 40 years or whatever, though, isn't it?
Oh, well done. Like human civilization.
You just said, what's the most recent one? And I gave you the most recent
one. I'm saying, when are we going to get... No, because you said we've had some pretty recently.
Yeah, well, all right.
I don't think that's pretty recently.
Well, so in the last decade. Maybe
the Christmas times... Don't let the bells end.
Girls Aloud, there was one.
Oh, please.
They did a Christmas one.
2003, if you please. Well, that's 14 of your English years old.
Wow, almost.
Yeah, oh, I've done one pretty recently. Okay, Grandpa.
All right, you name one then.
Will you just, if we're just naming Christmas songs post-war...
No, not post-war. More recent than 2003.
That's what I'm saying. I can't name one. That's my point. It seems like every year we're just playing the same. We're playing Mariah, like Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
I learned her Christmas song. What's it called?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
All I Want for Christmas. She earns £1 million a year for that.
Really?
Yeah, in royalty. No way. £1 million per year.
That's mental. Every year. And that's been going for what, 20 odd years?
Who knows?
That's a good return on one song, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, but every year we just churn out the same old songs over and over again. And I understand playing the classics.
Mm.
I really do understand that. But why do you think it is that we can't, as a, you know, let's say, with all the musical talent we have in the world and all of the facilities that are out there to produce and release music, we don't seem to be making any classics. Is it because just not enough time has passed, or what the type of music people are into now is just not, I don't know, it's not universal enough to capture the imagination of everyone?
Just,
you know
just,
what I mean?
There's just too much of it now. There's just too much stuff around. There's just, it's too saturated. So you can't really have any classics. Whereas before, you'd get song, you know, someone would release an album. I don't know how many, you know, albums would get released a year. A few hundred, maybe?
Yes. 300.
In the 70s or something,
yeah.
You know?
Let's say 200.
It was all LP, so it cost a lot to print.
So
and
way more
stuff
than
that. 1,000?
Worldwide?
No, say in England.
Okay. Okay.
England and America. Europe and America.
I have no idea.
A few thousand. Compared to now, you probably get that in 10 seconds. People releasing their own stuff. It's all digital. It doesn't cost anything. It's,
yeah.
You know, once you don't have to press an album, a vinyl album or anything like that. So the costs have just gone way down. So anyone can do it. Plus all the recording stuff.
Mm.
You know, we record this. You could record the songs on there.
For those of you who don't understand the phrase, press a vinyl album, please ask your parents.
You know, so it's just all—it's just so cheap and easy now. Plus, just, everyone's sort of brought up to think, "Oh, I'm really talented. I can do this. I can sing. I can make music. I can do whatever. I'm going to be famous."
Mm.
So they'll make something and then expect everyone to love it.
Yeah, but they do. On the whole, people do seem to generally love it. But my point is, are we going to see any more? Like, are we going to add much more to our Christmas music collection besides Michael Bublé? Okay, Michael Bublé pops into mind.
But he sings
he's
more old
probably
songs,
entered
he?
Yes, he does, but he puts his own, I say his own twist. It's very much the same old kind of
boobles it up.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if he's got his own twist or if he's just what do you call that kind of singing? Is it like lounge?
Yeah, sort of like jazzy type.
He's very good.
Smooth
it's
jazz.
It's a bit like Rat Pack. It'd be like Sinatra style, wasn't it?
Swing.
Which I got swing. I quite like that, to be honest. And that's probably the closest we've come to having new music.
It's a bit middle of the road boring, though, isn't it? It's not really.
Yeah,
it's
but
kind of
I mean, what can be more boring than.
Background, isn't it?
What can be more boring than Slade again? Or George Michael again?
Yeah, but that's because.
Or Paul McCartney again?
But that's because.
Or Boney M again?
Because we've heard them so many times.
Yeah, but everyone has. Like, a newborn baby has heard them. Like, by one time one Christmas has passed, it's heard it like 1,000 times.
Yeah, but I just don't think it's cool to do Christmas. Like, you're not going to get Rihanna and Drake doing a Christmas song, are you?
Why not?
You know, presents under the Christmas tree, you know, singing carols and all that kind of stuff.
Why not?
It's just not cool anymore. You look at all the old.
What is cool?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
But I just think I know you don't know the answer. It's a rhetorical question, but that's an opportunity, isn't it? To do something different. Like, why doesn't Eminem release a Christmas song? And it doesn't have to be really dilute, and it doesn't have to be necessarily family friendly.
Yeah.
But it does have to just do something different.
Yeah, but
just something different. The Darkness.
Yeah.
When they released that, did something different. Everyone was like, that's funny. Bo Selecta released that Christmas song.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I heard that this morning in the gym, actually. Yeah. I haven't heard that for years.
That doesn't get played enough for me.
Yeah.
Because even though it is moronic,
proper
but
Bo.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if you don't like Bo Selecta, okay. But you can't accuse it of being middle of the road because it's mental.
Yeah.
So let's just do more mental stuff. Because otherwise, I went Christmas shopping recently and I tried to avoid this. I tried to avoid it. I bought as much as I could online because, you know, spirit of Christmas.
Yeah. But you have to these days because it's just so mental. It's just too busy. But, and people go crazy when they're there.
Yeah.
Just they push people out of the way. They're like, they're rude. They're just, they'll get in people's way so they can't get stuff. They, you know,
really?
Yeah.
Where are you shopping?
Normal shops. It's just, sounds... it's just horrendous.
Because I never came across anything like that.
The closer you get to Christmas, the more mental people get. Because they get more desperate. It's like, I've got to get anything. Just, I will give your money for any present.
Yeah.
As long as I've got something to give, whether it's crap, whether they want it, who cares?
Yeah.
As long as I can give something. Because if they've got me something and I haven't got them something, it's going to be awkward.
Well, it's more about protecting your own sense of insecurity.
Yeah.
Or it's more about you not appearing to be inconsiderate than how much that gift is going to be valued or whatever. It's like, at least I've gotten him something and something is better than nothing.
Not in some ways, the case,
in some ways, it would, you know, don't bother. Just go, do you know what? It'd be great. Why don't we just go for a drink? We'll have a chat. Like, we never talk. Like, let's just hang out for half an hour and have a drink, like, whatever. Do that.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to, like, rather than fighting someone for, like, the last gift set in Boots or whatever, you know.
Well, these, the worst ones are these novelty gifts you get, like the little, you know, I don't know, pack of ice cubes in the shape of Pac-Man or something like that, you know. Yeah. It's like, oh, here you go. I thought, you know, you like computer games. So I got you this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You like ice, right? Yeah. In drinks?
Do you like ice? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you like old computer games?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to love these Pac-Man shaped ice cubes.
You will never guess what I've got you. You'll seriously never guess.
But yeah, things like that. You just think, oh, never really gonna use it. Someone got the other day because they did a Secret Santa at work, and it was £5 limit. I didn't join in because I didn't really want to.
Oh, come on! Why not?
It's pointless, isn't it?
But it's that Secret Santa.
A bit of tat that you're just gonna throw away.
Yeah, I don't mind the tat though because it's usually tongue in cheek.
Yeah, but it's just
if it's people that you work with regularly, like we did one, and it's funny because we all know. We all wind each other up.
Yeah.
And so the jokes are usually their joke gifts.
Yeah.
And that's like at least got some entertainment value.
Yeah, I suppose. But I don't mind that. Like 2 seconds?
Yeah, but...
And then you're lumbered with this crap gift. What are you going to do with it?
Chuck it in a bin.
Just do it right in front of the person you bought it
for. Oh, that is funny. Now that...
Oh, brilliant. Now that... you got
did
me.
You, yeah. Did you... Was that...
Right, back to was that. Yeah, that'd be good, but
no one could complain because they're not supposed to tell you it's them.
But that's what sort of always annoys me as well. Even after you've given all the gifts, you're not allowed to say. And some people will they'll never tell you.
Well, we had that conversation today.
Like after you've given it,
in my office. Yeah, no, I wasn't going to tell.
Why?
Because it's entertaining to me how annoyed people were getting. A couple of people were like, I just really want to know.
Yeah.
Like, No. Like if no one cared, I'd be fine with it. I wouldn't mind. But it's more entertaining to me that people get so annoyed about not knowing.
So you're one of those guys. The office jerk. I can imagine you being the office jerk.
You don't have to imagine. You worked with me for years.
Yeah. You were the office many things. The office butler one day.
You were the office couple of things. Well, we're going to go into that.
Let's leave that alone.
Well, leave that.
Let's not pull on that thread.
Who knows what it could unravel?
Who knows? Times have changed. You know.
As Dylan said.
We're all a bit older. But
the times they are a changing. They have changed.
Yeah. And they'll continue to change. Anyway, you were saying about new Christmas songs.
Not
being brought out and stuff.
Mm.
I read an article the other day about an old song. It's Cold Outside. You heard that song? Baby, It's Cold, that's the one.
James Taylor, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah. From the 40s or 50s?
Oh, 50s, no, it wouldn't have been James Taylor then. 50s, earlier than James Taylor.
50s, something like that.
All right, someone did it.
And it's a song about, there's a video for it, and it's a song basically about a man and a woman who've been on a date. Remember, it's the 50s.
Mm.
And they're back at his house.
Should we play it?
If you like.
I'll look it up.
Explain it, yeah. And she's saying, oh, you know, I better go because, you know, she starts saying why, all these reasons that she's got to go. You know, her dad will be waiting up. The neighbours all start talking and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And he keeps saying, oh, baby, it's cold outside, you know, and so don't go, like, stay. And he's, you need the original version. Yeah.
It's the same song.
It's the same song, yeah, but it's, you know. Yeah, that's the one, the second one.
That one?
Yeah.
Well, it's well over radio.
Yeah. But anyway, it's...
Shall I play it?
You know, for an evening talk over it. Yeah.
So anyway, he's basically just sort of trying to keep her, trying to get her to stay, because obviously he wants to make sweet love to her. Yeah. He's had a nice date, they've had a few drinks. You know, why not? They're obviously getting on. So then at some point, someone said, hold on a second. He's trying to force her to stay. He's trying to hold her like against her will. He's not taking no for an answer. But the whole song is, it's playful, you know. It's like she's like, oh, like smiling, laughing as he's sort of, and they're like, no, he's grabbing her and he's pulling her back. He takes like his larger jacket off and stuff when she gets up and all this kind of stuff. But tries to put a hat on and he just bumps it off her. And all this. So recently somebody.
Do you want to hear some of it? Or?
Yeah.
Do you want to just talk while the music's playing? Create some weird mix of your voice and music? I can't do it now.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
What's in this drink?
Yeah, but it's
a bit suspicious.
New high.
Eyes are like stars right now. I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't.
Oh, baby,
stay.
Don't hold out.
Grabbed her arm.
Yeah, but she was like, at least I could say I tried and all this. You know,
yeah, but she tried to leave there and he grabbed her arm.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a get over, it was just
it
like...
Was,
a,
oh, it was, his left finger marks on it.
But anyway, this couple have redone it. They kept her words the same.
All right.
But they've changed the man's words.
Okay.
To things like, she says, I better go. And he's like, that's your prerogative.
Wow, okay, like, we've got to find this. Where is it? What's it called?
Just to, I don't know, re...
Good.
Something or other. What do they call it when cover, you know?
Cover?
I don't know. Like,
there must be thousands of covers.
The top one, there you go.
That one?
Yeah, I guess so. Is that it?
2 years ago.
No.
Brilliant. This was well researched. 1 week ago?
It might be the...
Tiffany Alford and Danny Padilla?
No.
He's a YouTube guy. He's a YouTube star.
I don't think that's it.
Oh, it's cold out. So
I think
just
it was the second one. I think it was the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
Leah Marie... 3 years ago, mate.
Oh, I don't know then.
I think not. There must be a way we can look this up. What's the point?
We'll
bringing
just
it up
put
if
recent, like rework, like new words or something. Like, I don't know. You've used to the internet before, I presume. You've searched for stuff.
I have. Apparently, you haven't.
There you go.
Here we go. One more time. There with consent. Here we go. Is this the one you think? It's developed a creepy vibe over the years. Revise the lyrics. Alright.
I really can't stay.
Baby, I'm fine with that.
I've got to go away.
Baby, I'm cool with that.
This evening has been
hoping you get home
so
safe.
Very nice.
I'm glad you had a real good time.
My mother will start to worry.
Call her so she knows that you're
and
coming.
And father will be pacing the floor.
Better get your car a home.
So really I'd better scurry.
Take your time.
Should I use the front or back door?
Which one are you pulling towards?
The neighbors might think
that you're a real nice girl.
Say, what is this drink?
Pomegranate LaCroix.
I wish I knew how.
Maybe I'll help you
to
out.
Break this spell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I ought to say no, no, no,
you
sir.
You reserve the right to say no.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
You reserve the right to say no.
I really can't stay.
Well, you don't have to.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Okay.
It's a true representation of how men act on dates.
Now, is this are they making fun of people getting offended by that original song?
No, I don't think
or,
so. I think they got them offended themselves.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think they're poking fun.
I don't think so.
That's the angle. That's the side I'm coming down on.
No, I don't think
it's
so.
It's humorous.
It's not humorous.
It is because he's the subtext of this for me is the man is like, fine, see you later. Like I've got Netflix to catch up on, and she won't leave. She's standing around making excuses, going, "Well, I really should go," and he's like, "Yes,
no,
fine."
He's like,
"That's okay, go."
Yeah, but that would never happen.
What do you mean that would never happen?
If they've just been on a date, she's back at his place.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, maybe I should go. Like, yeah. that's your prerogative.
Yeah, but that's
he'd
fine.
Be like, yeah, well, maybe stay then. Yeah, you should stay. Yeah, I think you should stay.
Yeah.
Do you want another drink?
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's why it's, this is a comedy.
If it's not, though, it's totally serious.
It's not. Of course it isn't.
I've got to get home.
Do you know how to get there from here?
Look how serious they are singing.
Where is...
That's... It's
look at her face right there.
It's deadpan.
No.
It is. They're being humorous.
So. My coat.
I'll go and grab it, my dear.
You've really been great.
We have to do this.
Yes, again. I agree.
How about the Cheesecake Factory?
We're bound to be talking tomorrow.
Text me at your earliest convenience.
At least I've been...
It's a comedy.
No, it's
of
not.
Course
it's
it
not.
Is. No
it's
lyric.
Not.
There's no serious song
it's
says,
not.
Text
it's
me
not.
At your earliest convenience.
But that's yes.
It's making a
it's
point.
Not, it's not. A, it's not a joke. I promise you, it's not a joke. It
it's
is not
comedy,
a joke.
Mate. I'm
it's
telling
not.
You. I am telling you.
It is not. It definitely is not. I'm sure of it.
I bet you it is.
It's not.
But all right, you know, whatever. We can argue about this all day, okay. But
maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But
you
I don't
know,
think it is.
Couple rewrites it to emphasize consent.
Yeah.
But okay. It is. It, the reason why it will work is because it's humorous. So it's being lighthearted.
But I don't know. It's
they're
it's
not outraged, are they?
They are. That's the thing. They're out there saying that the original was so chauvinistic and like sexist.
Yes, I take that point.
Yeah.
And okay.
So they've written one that's completely the other way so that nobody gets offended by it.
Yeah, but they're not thinking. In no way are they thinking, well, this will catch on. Like, this could replace the original.
Well, no.
No, they're not saying this is a serious song. This is a...
But it's serious. No,
it's
is serious.
Campaign, it's a campaign song with a hint of comedy.
With a message,
comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a message, yeah.
I don't think it's got a hint of comedy, really.
I think if you don't find that funny, you...
But I think it's funny for all the wrong reasons.
No, it's very knowing.
I don't know. I feel it.
Well,
either way, yeah. But anyway, that's probably the latest Christmas song. That only was a few months ago. Then.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
So there you go.
Fair enough.
We're up to date.
Yeah.
On the bleeding edge.
Yeah, I like that. And actually, I quite like that song. Not, I don't necessarily, you know, condone the lyrics, but then, I mean,
but
what
it was a different
lyrics,
time, wasn't
what
it?
What songs, lyrics do you, like, do you only listen to music that you agree with everything that happens in the song?
Eminem Kim.
That's like saying, that's like saying, oh, I read Stephen King's The Shining or whatever.
Mm.
That's a current fictional reference. What?
That's the only one you can think of.
It's only because
could have gone with Lord of the Rings.
It's because I've been reading a lot of Stephen King, but I was
Game
trying to
of
think
Thrones.
Of a mainstream...
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Walking Dead.
It's like it's a bit more complex of a message, isn't it? To kind of... We're going to say... I can't pick something anecdotally out of Game of Thrones that would convey the point I'm trying to make.
It's like incest, people getting
So by reading that, are you saying, that's okay? No, you're going, oh, did you watch Game of Thrones yesterday? Yeah, but you should have heard the song they played in the adverts. Played that flipping cold outside. What? Cold outside. What, from the 40s? Yeah. Play cold outside. Absolutely. I was on the phone.
What was that? What's that Points of View that I used to have on BBC?
With Anne Robinson.
Yeah, we used to watch that. Yeah.
Is it Anne Robinson?
Yeah.
The most stick up your ass person ever.
People would write in, wouldn't they? If something had outraged them on the BBC.
Yeah.
You know, someone said something on a news report or, you know, like Downton Abbey.
Or
know,
even like a swear word slipped in before nine or something.
Yeah.
Even like an innocuous one. Not even that bad of a swear word. Like, hello.
Margaret from Berkshire. Oh, I'm outraged. I can't believe it. They'd always play the message.
Have you never heard a swear word before?
Yeah. Why do you care?
Have you been out of your house of late?
Is your life that dull?
I'd be different if it was on like CBeebies or something.
But even then, who cares?
If your kids... are watching TV at 8:45 at night, and they're the sort of kids who've never heard swearing before. It's your fault they're watching TV at that time of night. It's your fault. They should be in bed, or you should say no TV. Like, what? It's your responsibility, not the BBC's responsibility. No. That's an absolute joke. Like, there should be like a 7 o'clock cut off. Like, no, I mean, it's an arbitrary time. If you're getting annoyed about stuff like that, your life must be pretty interesting.
Plus, it doesn't really matter these days because, like we say, like you don't really watch TV like you used to. It's not just, oh, what's on?
It's all on
oh, there's nothing on. You watch what you want to watch, don't you? You don't sit there like, oh, there's nothing on. Well, let's just watch Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, then. Exactly, yeah. Or you've only got...
Repeat of Last of the Summer Wine.
Yeah, you've only got like three channels.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember when Channel 5 came out, and that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because it was, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, and then Channel 5 was launched by the Spice Girls, because there was five of them.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the launch of it, yeah.
Oh, right.
The Spice Girls. So they did the launch and it was like, oh, wow, new channel. And then there was nothing on there.
I can just remember just not really getting it very well. Like,
yeah, yeah. When it first started,
a lot of people were like,
yeah,
oh, I don't get it, don't really get Channel 5. No. Or you could get it, but it was like grainy.
Snowstorm, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, so I was up north at the time.
Fifth channel.
Yeah, I lived up north.
Amazing.
Yeah, the signal was really weak.
Yeah.
Trying to tune it in, it's like, oh, I can't really get it. And stick with the 1, 2, 3, 4.
But that's like 25% more channels, you know, 25% more programming.
Yeah.
That's amazing. These days, you don't have any concept of what's on offer to you. There's no way you could possibly even imagine how many options there are to you.
Like, does anyone ever get to the end
on your TV?
Does anyone scroll through now and get to the end?
Of course, they don't. No.
Like, there's hundreds, isn't there?
Oh, that's not even.
Can you even get to the?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about like cable, yeah.
Yeah.
Not to mention smart TV stuff. Mm. Yeah. Not to mention Netflix and Now TV.
Oh,
and Amazon,
yeah, yeah,
no. Yeah, just your like Virgin Media or whatever you have, wherever you're from.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like 300 channels. The last 70 are radio.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Then there's like 20 adult TV shows. And then you've got
the midnight,
you know, all
midnight
the niche,
show in.
Yeah.
10-minute preview.
Yeah. All that niche stuff.
Yeah. Babe Station.
And then, and apart from that, it's just, there's like eight. And the thing is, these guys, these TV companies are such, they're like such swines. Because they'll give you a program, they'll give you like the media, you'll have the small package, the medium package. And you'll get absolutely tons of channels.
Mm.
And 95% of those channels, no one has ever watched.
No, ever. Of course not.
And then to get the one channel you want to watch, which is like Sky One or something, you have to go onto the large, which gives you another 200 channels that no one ever watches. No. So it's so pointless.
Yeah.
So just scrap them all.
I can't believe that. We talked about this on the show years ago, about doing, you just pay for which channels you want. So Sky One's like £3 a month. Atlantic is £3 a month. BBC is £2 a month or something like that. You know.
Well, that is basically what they've done.
Eurosport News is 50p a month, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you just do that and you're like, right, I just want that, I only want 10 channels. Mm. Just want those 10.
Mm. But that doesn't work. It's a business model, does it?
Well, yeah.
Because essentially what they're doing right now is they're, say I'm paying £30 a month or whatever.
Right.
So if I have Sky One, I have to upgrade to the next package, which is say like, £55 or £50 a month, £45 a month, right? So they're doing the same thing what you're saying, but I'm paying £15 a month for Sky One because although I'm getting all these other channels, that's not what I want.
And that's what they're like, oh yeah, you get all these though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so, I don't want like Gardner's
another
trivia
like
and stuff.
Million channels, yeah.
But how do those channels survive?
I don't know.
You know, like, I don't know what they have. But,
good question,
you know,
actually, yeah.
Who watches board them? Games. You know, extreme or whatever. Yeah.
Extreme board games. Yeah, that's a very good one. Actually, that's one of my favorite. Like that's up. That's my top three board game TV shows channels. Probably it's up there. Yeah, and then there's Board Games Nightly, and then there's Babe Games, which is Babe Board Games, which is pretty good.
Just babes playing
board games with babes.
Nice.
Mm.
That's good.
That's quite good.
Sounds all right.
Yeah.
Well, I remember those like Babe channels, like where, but because I used to have it was the old cable when I was at home.
Yeah, another one. Yeah.
And you'd get like a little 10-minute preview or something at midnight. So you'd go on. And some of these channels were just, I was thinking, oh, it's going to be like porn or whatever. And it was just some woman talking to a caller.
Yeah.
She was sat there in her lingerie, well, boobs out, just chatting to him on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this is not what I was expecting. Why is this good?
I never understood why that stuff is... like it's titillating because it's like you're watching someone talk to another bloke.
She's like, all right, Barry, like, what are you wearing? Like dirty keks.
Just got in from the building site, actually. I'm filthy. Oh, are you a dirty man? I've been down sewers. They had me on sewers all day today. It is. I tell you what, this flat reeks.
Been working in a chicken factory, cutting heads of chickens all day. Oh, yeah. It's disgusting. Yeah. Horrible work. Horrible work. Yeah. Covered in guts.
Yeah.
Bonus,
you get as much free chicken as I want. So
free chicken heads.
Got them hanging up.
Raw chicken heads.
Got them hanging up.
Oh. Didn't one of your mates used to work in a chicken factory?
What? No.
No.
What are you on about?
He told me once that your mate worked in a chicken factory for like a few weeks. We're going back like 10 years now. Sure, you told me that. Maybe it was someone else.
What is a chicken factory? Like a slaughterhouse for chickens?
Yeah, where they just go around on the thing and someone goes...
What? That's not
like
a thing.
Chops. Well, it used to be, though. Before it was all machine-nized.
But they're in cages, aren't they?
Chickens? No, when they go to be killed.
They don't kill them... with an automated machine, do they?
Are you serious? Have you ever seen any of that stuff? What they do is they get them out, they put them in this thing to like, sometimes it gets their feathers off, like yeah. when they're still alive, burns their feathers off, get their legs.
Do we want to do this? Right
hook now? Them on the thing yeah. and they're just going around. So they're upside down and then their neck goes through this thing that's got blades on the side and it just chops their head off.
That's horrendous.
Just go, and they're just like on a massive thing that just goes around like that.
Yeah.
Just queued up. There's hundreds of them. I can't believe you've never seen anything like that. What did you think happened? They sang him to sleep.
I don't know.
Sang him a lullaby.
I thought that it was. I guess I thought it was more. No, nothing. Obviously, it's not. Obviously, they're still chopping. But I thought that they were doing it manually or something.
Not on this modern scale.
Yeah,
some butcher.
It's quite idiotic.
Sharpening his knife.
It just goes to show how shielded you can be from that whole. You kind of have an almost. You know, not romanticized, but a tinted, rose-tinted view of, you know. In my mind, it's like straw, chickens running around everywhere, farmer going, you're right, mate, you've had a good run.
Yeah, he's get the old one.
Yeah.
She's laid a lot of eggs.
Yeah. And that's it.
Ready? You've had a good life.
Yeah.
So say goodbye, and then he just takes her in, takes away from all the others. They don't know. Like, oh, just gone somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't really know.
Yeah. Who was that guy?
Quick one. Yeah. That's the other thing. All the male chicks, as soon as because they get sorted.
Yeah.
Like in beforehand.
Yeah.
Because they only want the female ones, obviously. Because male ones are useless. So male ones, as a chick, they just get chucked in a.
Yeah, that's horrible.
In a crusher thing.
Okay. All right. Let's get off this. I'm uncomfortable with this conversation. I don't think
Christmas,
it's really
Christmas
in the spirit of Christmas,
chicken.
Is it?
Chicks are Christmassy, aren't they?
Do you know what's interesting? I saw this TV show, I think it was Gordon Ramsay, and he took his kids to see how the turkeys are raised and slaughtered, the whole process end to end.
Yeah.
And they were very young kids,
yeah.
but his argument was, not that there was an argument, but he was just saying that he felt that they should know.
Yeah.
People should be aware of... what they're doing and what they're eating. So
I bet he took them to quite sort of, you know, small local type.
I don't know. I can't really remember, to be honest, but I remember being quite struck by the fact that he brought his children along.
Yeah. I think they should really. I think it's quite good.
I think it would be quite troubling for them, but
probably if he took them to like Bernard Matthews or something, you know, like proper big factory farm type thing. Because, that'd be absolutely horrendous. But there's, you know, tens of thousands.
Yeah.
But if it was a little sort of homestead type, you know, local family-run thing, you'd be like, oh, yeah, this is where they're raised. And that wouldn't be too bad, I guess, for them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that episode of The Simpsons where they do that? They take them to the cow place.
No.
And they go through and then he's like, this is the sluicing floor. He's like, it's great. So it allows all the materials to sluice through. And then you just hear these like, and then the kids come out and they're all like green. It shows them how they make meat and stuff. It's so funny. Simpsons is
doesn't sound funny. It sounds horrendous.
It's brilliant. You don't see anything. You just out like the camera just pans across the outside of the factory.
Anyway, let's get back to Christmas time.
Yeah.
Let's get back to something more positive. Okay, let's shield ourselves. Let's pull that veil of, you know,
get your
first world, you know, middle class, middle aged, white.
Wow, speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
Well, you and I are no different at this point in our lives. We're both working.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about the meat thing.
What about?
I knew where chickens come from.
Well, sorry. What I mean is, for the purpose of the show, let's pretend that everything's golden. Yeah. At least to the end it's out. People don't listen to this show to feel downbeat about life.
Well,
they listen to it because they've exhausted their collection of other shows they listen to.
That's it. So, bottom of the pile.
Well, top, if anything. Top of the best of the rest, if anything. Mm. You know,
top of the bargain bin.
Bargain, yeah. It's TK Maxx.
Yeah.
You know, to your Marks and Spencers, if you will. Mm.
That's pretty bad. Get some good deals in TK.
I guess that's what I mean.
Take it to the max.
I'm not saying it's bad.
No, it's definitely not bad.
So you can sometimes go in there and get a brand name. You can go into TK Maxx and pick up a sweet brand name. Yeah. I mean, it won't be your size, but a sweet brand name sweater that came out 4 years ago.
Slightly shop soiled.
Sweet brand name sweater. Yeah, the threads are coming loose. Yes, it's been tried on by, you know, upwards of 80 men.
Buy a t-shirt with sweat patch. It's already on there.
It's £8.99.
Yeah, down from £1,000. RRP, £10 million. You can get it for the low price, £4.99.
Yeah, that is.
Well, this is a bargain. Yeah, I'll get a few of these.
Fantastic.
What a saving.
My goodness. Oh,
I don't know how they do it, to be honest. Don't they do such a.
How
such
do
a
you make
discount?
Money? Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Sure. Well, you don't want to know.
Yeah,
it's good though. But I don't like TK Maxx really because it's one of those shops where you go in and you're like, right, I just want a grey t-shirt or something. So you go in, looking around, and it's just racks.
And
half it's on the floor.
Yeah.
Half it's chucked
over. Oh, yeah, because people don't care.
People like, most grab humans, it off. Does this look good? No.
Yeah, most humans don't bother. Like, if I'm buying something, I'm sure yourself as well. Mm. If you're going to try something on, get it. Like, say you go into, not TK Maxx, because that's like it's a free-for-all. But say you go somewhere like Hollister. I know you don't shop at Hollister, but whatever. Let's say you do. And you take a pair of jeans off. They're nicely folded.
Yeah.
Because someone's folded them, probably like, 8 seconds ago,
yeah,
and they're there.
Yeah,
you take them off, see if they fit. No, and you'll clumsily try and fold them back again neatly and put them back.
Sorry, you're trying jeans on in the middle of the shop.
No, you hold them up against yourself.
Your jeans that you're wearing off.
No.
Slide those down.
Yeah,
pop your other ones
all right,
on.
Yes.
Do these look good? You can't judge by having them next to you, can you?
Yeah.
Not jeans. What?
I just realised I haven't turned this on.
What's that going to do?
Probably means like half the times we've laughed on this show is clipped to high.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Oh well. Oh, Merry Christmas. I've just been holding them in front of you.
But what's the point of that? You know your size.
Do you not understand that that's not the point I'm trying to make?
No, but I don't know why you'd even do that.
I've probably never done that. But why are we dwelling on it? The point is, I put stuff back.
Yeah.
And yes.
It's not folded as
Team member or colleague or whatever doesn't appreciate me having a go at folding it at all. They'd probably rather I threw it on the floor because then they can just grab it and fold it in like 3 seconds rather than unfolding what I've done clumsily and to a very poor standard. But the point is,
there is no point.
But I've tried.
But you say they'd be, you know, able to fold it in like 3 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
And yes, you would expect that.
Yeah, they can,
have you ever been to a shop where you buy a few things, you know, shirt maybe, a few other bits, put them on the counter, pay for them, and then they're there trying to fold them, and they'll try and fold it all fancy, and then it ends up basically just in a ball because they can't do it properly.
Well, you've probably got.
And then they do it and they look at it and they're like.
Well, you probably got a Saturday.
And then they just pop it in the bag. And you're like, well, that's basically, you may as well just thrown it in because it'd probably be less crumpled.
Yeah.
Like you've just basically just screwed it into a ball.
Oh, on the checkout, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, on the checkout, yeah.
Well, I don't care. Especially at Christmas.
But no, but they're trying to do it. And you just think, have you ever folded anything?
Probably not.
You know, it's where they put the arms in and then fold it like that. And it just ends up like a tiny little.
It's not hard to do.
Well, no, it's not. I used to work in a clothes shop, I used to work in Next.
Fancy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you're so sharply dressed all the time.
It was quite good because you got 75% discount. It's pretty good. 3/4.
Could do with some new shirts.
Yeah. Work it next. Could you see you there managing? A little walkie-talkie.
Can you imagine working?
Got an emergency down in menswear.
Yeah. You're working there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your manager.
Unlikely.
You're on folding. Like your job is milling around.
Yeah.
Just folding stuff. Because since you're such an expert, apparently, at folding things.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday afternoon, right?
Right.
It's mental.
Heaving. Right, okay.
And it's like coming up to Christmas. So everyone's in there trying to get like a cheap suit.
Yeah.
Because everyone, half the blokes have found, been told Christmas party's black tie. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah, great.
I don't own a suit, really. Right, let's get the, what. Let's just get the cheap. Let's just get a suit that looks looks okay.
Literally lasts for one wear.
Yeah,
if that.
They're all in there. They're all looking around. It's meant. It's chaos.
Mm.
You're in there milling around.
Yeah, I work
just constantly folding stuff. Right, yeah. Like you're like going around behind people just folding.
Yeah,
fold.
Okay, yeah.
I'm in the like. Nerve center, if you like.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not.
Headquarters.
I'm not on the shop floor.
No, why would you be?
I've just.
I imagine you with a little headset.
Yeah,
like a Bluetooth.
I've just got a coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't made it.
No, no.
But I've.
Stacey's brought it.
Stacey's brought it. Yeah, she's all right. Stacey's all right.
Yeah,
she's good. She's a good girl. And.
So go far in this business. Stacey could be a boy.
No, it's a girl.
No.
It's a girl.
Well, Stacey's a boy.
In this scenario where I'm like a misogynist kind of, you know.
Well, it's obviously unreal because you're my boss. So
self-important.
That says it all, yeah.
So I'm up there, I'm looking at the monitors, feet are on the desk.
Yeah, of course.
I'm literally running down the clock at this point.
Yeah.
You, however, like I'm out of there at 5 sharp because I'm salaried.
Yeah.
You are doing the 10 a.m.
I'm by the
10
hour.
PM
I got money to make.
And then you're going on to your Deliveroo job.
Yeah.
So you're jumping on the old moped after this. Yeah.
Yeah.
And your delivery job isn't even in town. It's the next town, like
next
two towns along.
Two towns over.
Yeah. And
so no one sees my face.
And the moped's not yours. You've got to get yourself there, get the moped.
I do delivery on foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just run.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm there. I'm looking through there. And I've got this, you know how they have earpiece? You've got a little earpiece in.
Right, yeah.
And I'm up there with the, you know, the...
Oh, yeah.
Just and I'm watching you.
Yeah, CCTV.
And I've got 8 screens, but they're all just trained on you at this point.
See, and I'm looking. This is weird.
I'm looking and I'm thinking. I've deliberately put you in menswear.
Yeah, because you know it's busy.
In men's, yeah.
You know men don't fold.
Men don't fold. No. I've put you in menswear.
Yeah.
And I'm looking. I'm thinking. You could be moving a bit quicker, couldn't he? But he's left.
He's got a sweat on already, but.
He hasn't really folded that shirt, but I can see it from here. The collar's tucked. The collar's on. That collar's up on one side, and he's moving on. So I'm like, Mr. Gallagher. Mr. Gallagher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? Yeah. Can you come back to me, please?
What
Mr. Gallagher.
Oh. Yep. Hello.
Can you answer your walkie-talkie
when
I reach out to you?
Who the hell's this?
You know who this is.
Who's this talking to me like this? Do you know who I am?
Yeah, I know
I'm
you
Mr.
are.
You're
Saturday cover, mate.
Oh, bloody hell, I know no way I am.
You are Saturday cover.
I'm the boss of this place.
You ain't. You're walking. You better watch who you're talking to, Sunshine.
Yeah.
I pay your wages.
You ever seen that program, Undercover Boss?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you were living it.
No, I don't think so. I've seen you, mate. You work for Deliveroo. You brought me a pizza round the other day.
Yeah,
and actually,
exactly.
You brought me the wrong one.
Yeah, I own that.
And I tipped you because it's Christmas.
I own that as well.
I gave you a hefty tip because it was Christmas. And quite frankly,
doing undercover boss for
both. Your Deliveroo flipping T-shirt was on inside out, so I gave you extra. And it was the wrong. It was completely the wrong pizza. But I felt sorry for you, quite frankly. And I'd seen you around here, and I thought. You know, I'm not going to give him a hard time because I'm going to have to see him on Saturday. I thought, give him his due. He's running 2 jobs.
Yeah.
Well, and now I'm getting all that you're giving me all this.
You should really answer the door to a delivery person in just your pants.
Sorry, I've got... Yeah, thanks, Stacey. Do you put a little nip in it? I can't... Yeah. Oh, she's a good girl. Cheers, Stacey.
Don't ask if she's put a nip in it.
Oh, sorry, what were we talking about? Yeah, I've been seeing you for... You know, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, whatever, mate. Yeah, I've got some folding to do.
I appreciate
it. Got to get back to folding.
I appreciate it's busy,
sorry.
Then,
sorry, mate. No.
I don't think you'd speak that way to your superior. Your superior.
Who's that then?
Me.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. Mm. Like I said, have you ever seen Undercover Boss?
Yes.
You're fired. That's the
but they never do that in Undercover Boss. All they do is just say how amazing they are and then buy them a house.
Not always.
Send them on holiday.
Sometimes they say, listen, I'm going to send you for, you know, training. I hope you appreciate that because you need to buck your ideas up.
Yeah.
You want to work for me, son. You better learn to be polite.
You know, over the last, you know, 3 weeks, we've got to know each other. And, you know, I've seen, you know, my eyes have been opened and, you know, we've worked together and it's not always been easy. And let's face it, you know, you're mildly cretinous. And, you know, you look like you could do with a, you know, a bump up, you know, a morale boost. But, I mean, sure, you know, you're sweeping floors for a living. And, you know, who am I to judge? I mean, quite frankly, I even talking to you makes me feel a little bit sick in my mouth.
I can imagine you being like that.
No!
You'd let success go to your head and money. You'd become a different person.
No.
Yeah.
I am already successful. Look at me. I'm the star of a show with ones of listeners. Yeah. Literally ones.
He's wearing a shirt that says Hooker Duck. He has to be successful. People who aren't successful don't wear shirts.
I quite like those shows, but they're kind of sappy, aren't they? They suck you in. Yeah, especially they're designed to make you kind of go...
Especially the American ones. They're just so dramatic, so over the top.
Good old Alan. Oh, he's a good man. He's a good, isn't he good? He's good, really. Isn't he? He's good, really, isn't it? They're all good, really. But they don't screen the ones that aren't good, really. Yeah.
But I do feel bad because sometimes you see one where, you know, they've worked for a company for sort of 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, every single
day. It's tragic, yeah. It is tragic.
And it's, you know, some sort of like, I don't know, suit shop or something, or, you know, shoe shop or something. You just think, oh, man, like, really, like, that is just mind-numbingly boring, surely. All those years, all those hours, just day in, day out.
You could have done something different, though.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, but a lot of people don't, do they? They kind of stick with it.
Oh, I wonder why not.
Got bills to pay, haven't they?
Yeah, but... Well, yeah, who am I to say?
Start a podcast, make literally zero money.
Not zero.
Coming soon to Undercover Boss. Some. One of us.
I just
which
come in.
One is it?
I just come in disguise.
Yeah.
But Ben, don't worry about it.
Don't worry. I'm Bron.
Born. I'm born.
Oh, okay.
From Sweden. Yeah. I'm.
Well, if Ben's away, I'll just start acting up.
Bron. I'm Bron Yorn. Yeah. I'm the. You know, they've shipped me in to just help you out with.
It'll just be you looking exactly the same. Yeah. Like stuck on moustache.
Yeah. And my hair's dyed blonde.
Like Eminem.
Yeah.
Eminem with a moustache.
Yeah, and you teach me the ropes. Yeah. And the whole time, I act like I haven't got a clue.
You're like,
hello?
Yeah.
So, can they hear me?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Oh, right. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. No. Bron Yorn. It's this way. Yeah. You'll learn, son. You'll learn. Don't worry. You won't.
Yeah.
Flipping.
Is this right?
Oh, he's such a jerk. What is wrong with you, Bron? I've told you. Like, buck your ideas up.
It's Bron. It's pronounced Bron.
And then two weeks later, you come in like, hello, Joe, I've got something to... Ben, it's you. It's been you.
Hang on a sec. How'd you get this dye out?
Oh, it's permanent. No. Oh,
you'll have to just take my word for it, I am Ben, because although I know I look completely different, now I've taken this off, I'm probably still not recognisable.
Yeah, you're like, it's me. Sorry, have we met?
Yeah.
It's me, Ben.
All right, hang on a second.
Ben who?
What if I put this hat on that you've seen me wear before? Oh, wait a second. It's you, yeah. Oh,
it's quite familiar.
That's weird, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear a hat.
No. Oh, yeah, I used to wear hats all the time.
Baseball caps.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you were cool, you thought you were skateboarding, didn't you?
So it. Yeah. Backwards.
Backwards cap, pencil behind the ear.
No.
Skateboarding around.
Why pencil behind the ear?
Pen, then.
Why a pen? Pencil. How many skateboarders go around with pens behind
their ears? You always put pens behind your ear.
Yeah, but not when I used to work in a garden centre. Skateboarding, you weirdo.
Same thing. Dangerous, isn't it?
Same thing.
Same era. Same era in your life.
No, I've always...
skateboarded to the garden centre.
No, but I do still walk around with pens behind
my ear. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah.
Sometimes I lose the pen. Sometimes I go...
Slips into your ear.
Where's my pen? Yeah. Have you nicked my pen?
He's got 30,000 pens in his head.
You moron.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Pen news. Well, welcome to Pen Watch.
Well, you often say that you'd like to work back in the garden centre, don't you?
Yes.
Imagine it'd be quite a nice, relaxing job.
No. Not relaxing in any way.
Really?
No. Hmm. I was carrying... Like, they had these, I had a, you know, Caligas?
Yeah, yeah.
Big gas cylinders, 25 kilos each.
Yeah.
One on each shoulder up the car park, mate. And the car park was uphill.
Yeah, and then someone was carrying you.
One on each shoulder. Yeah.
Then another, bigger, no, stronger man one was, of those was carrying you.
I was on a flatbed trolley.
He was using you as the flatbed trolley?
Yeah.
He just he was holding me, your
yeah,
arms.
Face down, yeah.
Puts three on your back. Like, come on, mate.
Thank you. And we used to carry Christmas trees. Again, one on each arm.
Yeah.
Up the... Yeah, so you live around here or? I'm married. And you're 17 years old.
Yeah. I used to help people out to their cars when I used to work at Asda.
Yeah.
If they buy a TV or something.
Yeah.
There's a woman, like, oh, I'll help you out with that.
Yeah.
Chatting to them.
Yeah.
She's like 30 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 17. You're thinking, oh, she's all right. Yeah. Probably likes a young guy. You look like a child.
Yeah.
You look like a pathetic and little boy. She's not interested.
And that only really becomes clear to you when you are in your 30s.
Yeah.
And then you see a 17 or 18 year old and you think, what is that 12-year-old boy doing? Yeah. Like drinking beer.
Yeah.
And you realise, oh, no, wait.
What, you mean sort of women in their hot women in their 30s don't want to date a 17-year-old boy who works at Asda?
I would say probably the majority don't. No?
Even if he's wearing his nice bright green, you know, T-shirt.
They probably don't want to date a 30-year-old man who wears Asda.
Even more so. Go with a 17-year-old in that case.
Probably a 24-year-old man. But what's the optimal age to work at Asda? If you're a guy looking to pick up women, like early 20s?
Depends
like,
what
don't worry
women.
About this. Like, don't worry about this. This is a stepping stone, mate. Don't worry about this.
What age are the women, though?
What age is it like? I probably should have moved on from Asda by now. I don't know. It doesn't matter, does it?
Well, I used to pull chicks when I was working at Asda.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But they worked in McDonald's in the Asda restaurant.
Of course they did. So you're one rung above.
Or they worked in Asda.
So they're looking at Asda going, yeah, decent.
Yeah, one day.
But then they look on to like Costa or whatever, and that's like the next one down.
Yeah. But I used to work on the cigarette and lottery kiosk.
Oh, so I used to do that.
They were like, here's the high roller. Here he comes.
Yeah.
Here's the Don.
Yeah.
The kingpin.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
yeah.
All right.
See, smoke.
All right, girls.
Sells the smokes.
Yeah. Free Big Mac later.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You can sell your lottery tickets. You can sell alcohol.
Yeah. No alcohol.
You weren't allowed to sell alcohol?
Oh, yeah, I could actually, yeah. Because I was under 18. So I'd if someone bought alcohol, if I was on the checkout,
print the butter.
I'd be like, Maureen, can I? And she'd be like, yeah. Or she'd be like, check him for ID. Like, you got an ID, mate. Yeah, no worries.
You ain't looking. 4-year-old child. Like, yeah, it looks fine. He's got a moustache.
Made out of plastic. Yeah.
His hair's all brilliant. Moustache on. Seems fine. Well, Maureen once... can't see you from where she is. It's just a blur.
Well, I once had. Yeah. She's like, who's that?
Has he got ID? He's very small.
Well, I was working on the cigarette counter once, and this kid came up, and he must have been, I don't know, 12, 13.
Really? Yeah.
And this is when you had to only be 16 to buy cigarettes. And he said, oh, yeah, can I get like 20 Rothmans or whatever? I said, you got an ID, mate? He went, oh, no, I think I left it in my car. I said, I'll just go and get it then. He goes, oh, no, it's right out in the car park. I was like, yeah, it's only out there,
it's
isn't
fine,
it?
Just go, yeah.
And then he started like kicking off.
Really?
He just, like, started on me.
Really?
Yeah.
What, in the shop?
Yeah, but I was behind the kiosk and it's like raised up. So I was sort of like... couple of foot above him,
right?
And he was like, I'm gonna get like, I'm gonna wait outside for you, like me and my mate.
What?
And I was like, yeah, if you want. I was like, do what you want, mate.
Don't give and did shit. He?
Of course he didn't.
No.
I was like, you don't know when I'm clocking off. He's like, yeah, I'll wait outside. I was like, yeah, right, I'm not clocking off for like 6 hours.
Go on then.
Go for it. Yeah. Never saw him again.
No, of course you didn't.
But he didn't get his cigarettes. So.
Bruised ego.
Yeah. But you know. You got to try these things.
We're very sensitive at that age.
Yeah.
Despite the crusty exterior.
Yeah.
You're very sensitive.
Hurt his pride.
You're very sensitive.
He was probably trying to get cigarettes so he could look cool in front of his girlfriend.
Mm.
Or impress a girl.
Mm.
And he had to walk out empty handed. Mm. Presumably back to his car where he drove off and went to another shop and used his ID.
I used to work in a petrol station, and you probably found the same thing. You used to get, you always get regulars. Yeah. And when you work there long enough, you start to recognise the same old people. And the regulars can vary anywhere from, you know, the executive who always comes in and he just, like, I don't know, buys a copy of the paper. And, you know, you see him every 3 days or whatever because he does a lot of miles or something like that. And, you did used to always get the one he bought. Yeah. He bought like a, what do you call him?
Jazz mag.
But then you used to get these really weird guys, and there was this one guy, he always smoked cigars, and and I worked there in the evenings. It was always late at night with a mate of mine, and the supervisor was probably in his like mid-20s himself, and he was just, he didn't give a damn. So we pretty much just ran things.
Yeah.
He did, all he wanted was an easy life, and we didn't mind working because I've always, like I always say, we were, it gets you through the night actually doing stuff. Faster, the time goes by. So we weren't slacking off, but we just, it was just funny.
Yeah.
And you just, no one really, you know, when no one's breathing down your neck, and you know how to do it. You've learned the tills, you've learned the lottery, you've learned, you know, we're over 18, we can sell alcohol, whatever.
Yeah.
You'd always get these real weirdos in, and we'd both be standing there, one on each till. And for example, this one guy, we'd clock him getting out of his car, and this guy, for some reason, would always say, "Good boy." Like, so
it's so condescending.
He wouldn't do it in a really condescending way. He'd just be like, "Oh, good boy, good boy," and he'd always ask for I think it was like Hamlet or something, so Hamlet cigars.
Mm.
But it was always the same. It was like it was scripted. He'd come in and say, "Tell him Hamlet, give it to me," and he'd go, "Good boy." And this, when that's happened like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, when you see him, you're already laughing.
Yeah.
And it, I know it doesn't sound funny now, but it's that sort of job where when it's, because it's monotonous,
stuff like that just
tickles you. Yeah. And so it got to the point where, and there's this safe underneath the till that you'd always have to go down to kind of deposit money or whatever, you know, when you got too much cash, you stick it in or whatever. And as soon as one of us saw him, the other one would like, try and be the first one to like dive down by the safe to like pretend to do stuff just so that you couldn't you wouldn't have to be the one to serve him. And to make things worse, if you were the one stranded up there, like you can't both hide down there, so only one has to get down there, so it's a massive scramble, which is awkward because there's already other customers in the shop as it is. And so you're standing there like your face is totally red, you're trying not to crack up, he's approaching the counter, and you know it's coming, and of course the other person, the other, you know, me or my mate, he's down by the safe, and he's just looking up and just going,
"Yeah,
good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy," which is impossible not to laugh.
That's like when we used to have meetings at work, and when you were facing the whole meeting room, I'd turn around so I was facing you and pull faces to make you laugh. And then you'd be like, "He's pulling faces." I'm like, "No, I don't think so, weirdo." But I kind of miss jobs like that. I'd kind of like to go back now to do a job like that for a few weeks or a month or something, where there's no pressure.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
You just mess around, you do what you want. If you know, there's no one saying, "Yo, where's this work? You know, they've got deadlines and all this kind of," it's like, you know, you're serving customers, you're doing, you know, cleaning pots, whatever it is, you know, it's so easy. I remember used to work in a cafe and stuff, a few little cafes and bars and things.
Mm.
And it was such a good laugh because most of the people there were just part time. It was sort of, you know, a summer job or it was a weekend job or whatever. And so no one really cared.
Yeah.
And everyone was sort of similar age. So you just, you know, you'd have a laugh, you'd mess around, you'd joke around with each other. And then, you know, Friday night, we'd go out for a few drinks and stuff like that. And it was always just such a good, cool time.
Yeah. And you instantly forget, like the moment you walk out, you instantly forget about everything you were doing. And at no point do you think, "Oh, I've got to get that done by that day."
Yeah.
There's no continued kind of work burden on your mind. It's literally you go in, what am I doing today? Do it. Okay, see you later. Are we good to get it done? No.
Yeah.
Half of it. Okay, see you later. Can't do anything. Like, you know, you know how to walk the line between not getting fired and, you know.
Yeah, no, but I miss it. It'd be quite nice, I think, to go back and do something like that again, just for a bit, just to kind of, because I remember at the time, it was like, "Oh God," you know, when work day came around, he's like, "Oh God, I got to work." Yeah. So normally it'd be sort of like Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, something like that, you know, or like evenings after college or something like that. So I think I used to do Saturday, Sunday, Monday, something like that, stacking shelves and things. So
yeah.
Once I got Monday out of the way, I was like, oh yes, I don't have to work now till Saturday again. So then, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it'd be great. And then Saturday I'd roll around, I'm like, oh no, I've got to go to work later, no. But then now I'd just be like, it's 4 hours.
Yeah.
Stacking shelves, listening to music, easy.
It's because back then it's like, because you've got so much free time, when it rolls around, you think, oh, like that's come around so quick.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you're so used to having free time that working is like really weird and a massive change to you. As opposed to now, it's like, well, your life is work, more or less. And then it's really feels strange when you get like a bank holiday. Like, I feel like I've got so much time.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sick, to be honest.
But also now,
it's kind of a shame that it's that way around.
Yeah. But also now, I think when you do have free time, you kind of want to do stuff.
Yeah.
So you've got hobbies, you do things, you've got other interests and stuff like that. Whereas back then, all my free time would just be sat watching TV or something.
Yeah.
Or just on the computer, you know, or whatever. It wouldn't actually be doing anything productive. It'd just be, I just want to slob around.
That's the thing. And it's such a waste of time. Is, like, if I wish I could go back and say to my... myself in my 20s and say,
oh man,
what are you, you've been playing Call of Duty for 5 hours. Do you know what you could have achieved in that time?
Not much.
An incredible amount
in
any pursuit you choose. And but now I think, when was the last time I had 5 hours to do it? Anything.
But that's what we were saying a while back. The most, you know, like the most amazing thing you can do is have time, extra time.
Yeah.
So if you can find out a way where you can have more time to do what you want to do, then you've cracked it.
There you go. So maybe that's our takeaway message for this Christmas then. Or perhaps it's a suggestion for a New Year's resolution. If you're, I was going to say if you're still young, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to say, if you are someone who has time on your hands, think about whether you're putting that time to good use. Because I've wasted far too much time in my life that I would like to get back. So for what it's worth, take our advice and go and do something with that time. Because one day you might not have that time anymore.
And if you haven't,
you'll wish you had.
And if you haven't got much spare time, try and make some, because you won't never get it back.
Yeah, get up earlier, for example.
Even if it's just an hour.
Yeah, and do something that makes you feel happy. Yeah. Do something that makes you feel fulfilled. Work towards a goal, something you always dreamt of doing but you thought you can't do. Get up an hour early. I'd get up an hour early, but I'm already up at 5 o'clock every morning and it does my head in. And I'm already exhausted. But there will come a time where that won't be the case. That's what I've always thought is the best thing. When someone said, I don't have time, best piece of advice, get up earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm too tired. Well, you've got time, but you don't want to use it.
And once you're up. It doesn't really make a difference.
So, the absolute peach.
That's it for another year.
That's it.
Another year in the books. Another year still alive. So, got to be thankful for something.
Two positive things.
Always look at the positives at the end of the year.
Yeah. Thank you for being a listener to The Absolute Peach once again.
Why are you talking weird?
Don't know, really.
Thank you. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Hope you enjoy your Christmas, or if you're listening to this in the future, hope you enjoy being alive and
stuff. Hope you enjoyed your Christmas, whenever the last one was.
Yeah.
2078.
You can now find The Absolute Peach on the Laughable app for iPhone. It's quite a big deal now. There's a load of famous people on there, including us. So Google Laughable app. You'll find our profile on there. Pretty fun and cool stuff. Bye.
See ya. Ha ha ha.